I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
One moment, a gift most humans never receive in a lifetime.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I like different perspectives. What I don't like is ridiculous perspectives.
That's a mic drop, man.
Wow, that's something.
Jeff Lutz.
I'm like Michael Jordan and you're Phil Jackson, so that's cool.
You can be replaced, cheeky babe.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Are you ready? Let's go!
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show. Let's get right to the IHOP hotline. Here's the big fella, Anthony, with another terrible week of picks. Anthony, how you doing?
Uh-oh.
Well, I might have had a terrible week of picks, but I tell you what, I got KU right. If I ain't getting nothing else right, I got KU right.
You did get KU right, as did I. The rest of them missed it. I'm embarrassed by my pick of Indiana. That was just ridiculous, And you went from picking Ohio State to then, in a strange juxtaposition, picking Indiana for 9. I don't get it.
Well, yeah, I just had a feeling that the way this football season has been going, it would be much closer than what the spread was. So conventional wisdom on my end, if there's any such thing as that, would be go with Indiana. But I should have realized they was at the big house. So.
Yeah, they didn't do much.
No, they didn't. No, they did. But Alabama didn't do much either.
No. It was a strange, another strange college football weekend. Anything else, Anthony?
Well, yeah, I heard you guys talking about a little bit about Shocker basketball. And I was wondering if TJ was going to be a part of the program. And he's going to be a part, but I think he's been dealing with an injury, so I think they're trying to bring him on slowly. But you mentioned Joy Evoja. I think this is how his name is pronounced. He's been getting some playing time lately, and Tammy, he's been making his mark. So there's a lot of upside with him, and you have to keep in mind that he was actually recruited by Paul Mills, and Paul Mills was at Oral Roberts University. He was discovered in the African NBA League over there. So when Mills made the transition to Wichita State, he just came right along. So he must be very high on that kid, and now he's starting to reap the rewards of his benefits of practicing hard, and he's getting some playing time. So look, he's going to be an impact player on the team as well too. So just wanted to bring that up and shed some light on what's going on. So that's all I have.
All right, well, we appreciate it.
Have a great show.
Thanks, big fella.
Yeah, I don't know that you. I don't know that anybody can predict who's going to be an impact player on a team in the day and age of the transfer portal. I think it's a yearly.
Well, he thinks Joy might be an impact player this year. I think is what he.
I don't know. I don't know if there's enough room for that to happen.
Well, Anthony believes it, and I believe in Anthony. So
now,
there you
when
go.
You have who got hurt, who's down for the Shockers?
T.J. Williams.
Yeah. No, the
Jay
other
Meeks.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Ronnie DeGray.
Gosh, what is this? A multiple. A choice quiz?
Well, they have three guys injured.
A question. I want an answer. My goodness.
There, I gave it to you.
Ronnie DeGray. Now, his injury may open up some, as it appears to be doing, but
right.
We'll see.
We will see. Someone's got to take those minutes.
Play Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I'll be at some gathering.
Really?
Yeah.
What time do they start?
11.
Oh, you'll be at a gathering at 11?
Yes.
Huh, interesting.
Well, not interesting. It's real. It's not. There's no. It's not interesting.
Well, I'm sorry. You don't find it interesting.
Well, I don't know how interesting it is.
Who's going to be there?
A gathering. It's a gathering of people.
Like who? Anybody like
people
to,
you don't know?
None of them. Do they know me?
Nobody. Does anybody really know you?
I don't think so.
What's your days off this week?
Wednesday.
You're working Thanksgiving Day?
No, I mean Thursday. I don't know what I'm talking about. Just Thanksgiving.
And you're working Friday?
Yeah.
And Saturday?
No.
Well, we got the big Survivor Series event.
Of course we do. I got a lot of time off around Christmas.
Really?
Yes. Like 10 days.
What? Why?
Because I took 5, and there's also 2 weekends and Christmas in there. So I got 10 total days off.
Hmm.
That'll be fun.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. I don't know.
How is that fun?
We either will stay here or go see my family in Ohio, maybe. I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about all that. I guess it doesn't matter. Chiefs yesterday could play. They could play the Charlotte Hornets in a football game, and that'd be close.
Bizarre.
Everybody they play Hornets looks pretty good. The Chiefs defensively are not what they were early in the season.
Yeah, what happened?
But they're getting better offensively. It's a long season, man.
It is. They did have some, in at least one, the cornerback who's injured. That has hurt them a little bit. Their offensive line still isn't great, but Mahomes is.
They're 10-1, and they're walking a dangerous path. Who do they have next? The Raiders? Good.
I don't think 10-1 is ever dangerous.
I'm talking about the path.
The path is fine.
I'm not talking about the regular season.
Their path is fine.
I couldn't care less about the regular season.
Well, they're on track to play every game at home. So I don't know how dangerous that is either.
Well, we'll see.
If they get Butker back, I don't know if this Schrader kid's going to be as...
What'd he do wrong?
He didn't do anything wrong, but is he going to go out there from 55 and nail one like Butker always seems to do? He made one from 30-something.
They got the Raiders, Chargers at home, at Cleveland... Houston at home. Houston
kind of stinks.
Every team that seems to be building momentum tends to lose.
They crash at some point. Buffalo hasn't. Detroit hasn't.
We got to have Detroit, Kansas City in the Super.
Philadelphia has not.
They're really good. I don't know. Detroit, Philadelphia.
In your NFC championship game, I think a lot of people want to see that.
I don't know who I'd pick.
I don't think there's going to be any people upsetting the apple cart. Green Bay is okay.
They're not. Don't get worked up about Green Bay, whatever.
They're 8-3.
Don't worry about them. That's all I'm saying. Washington laid an egg.
Done.
Seattle laid an egg. Minnesota, we always forget about Minnesota. We don't take them seriously. We say, forget them. Don't worry about them. They're not real, and they're 9-2.
They are 9-2 somehow, some way. Defensively, pretty good. They've got weapons.
They've got Arizona, Atlanta, Chicago, Seattle, Green Bay, and then they finish at Detroit. There's not a reason in the world they can't be 14-2 going into that Detroit game.
Name those 5.
Arizona at home, Atlanta at home, Chicago at home, at Seattle, Green Bay at home, at Detroit.
If they win all 5 of those games,
I said I didn't predict they would. I said there's not a reason in the world why they can't.
Sam Darnold.
What do you mean, Sam Darnold?
I don't know. He throws a lot of interceptions. He makes mistakes. I don't know if he's going to get to the end of the season as effective. You talk about it's a long season. People crash. You lose your momentum. I think I could see that happening.
He's got 101.7 quarterback rating.
Everybody has a 101.7 QBR. That's not his rating, is it?
Yeah, QBR.
Yeah, that's different from
quarterback rating.
QBR is different from quarterback rating.
Get it real, man.
Figure it out. Do you still hear from unknown user at all?
No, I think he's decided that... I don't know if unknown user listens to this show anymore.
It would hurt my feelings if he didn't. Check
unknown
in.
User, do you listen to the show?
Check in with Bob. If you do.
I don't know why he wouldn't. Let's look at passing yards. Sam Darnold ranks 9th. Cool. If you can give me the 8 above him, all of them without missing. I'll buy you dinner tonight at the restaurant of your choice.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
The eight above him in passing yards without missing.
In order?
No.
Okay, well.
By the way, you won't even believe number one, but go ahead.
Josh Allen's going to be up there.
Josh Allen is 14th. You're already up.
I've lost? He's 14th?
You don't know.
In passing yards?
This exposes you whenever we do this game.
No, it exposes someone who doesn't keep track of the passing yards leaderboard.
You try to pretend like you're a knowledgeable person.
Hey, I know who's
good. I'll give you another chance.
For dinner? Just tonight?
Yes.
At maybe the restaurant of your choice.
Go.
Somebody who has to be up there, you would think, is Justin Herbert.
You're a moron. You seriously are. He's 20th.
Well, that's what I figured. All right, one more.
Why are you purposely?
One more chance.
Are you purposely trying to be wrong?
Absolutely not. One more chance.
Aren't you embarrassed?
One more chance.
To answer the question.
No, I'm not embarrassed. One more chance.
One more chance, but you've eliminated two already.
Do I get dinner?
Go.
Joe Burrow.
He's second.
Jared Goff.
He's eighth, just one notch
hanging
above.
Right in. I feel like Lamar's got to be there.
Third.
Mahomes.
Tenth.
Gosh darn it.
Wrong. Number one, the man with the most passing yards in this league is also a man who's thrown 12 touchdown passes and 12 interceptions. Geno Smith.
Wow, really?
Number four is C.J. Stroud. Number five, Kirk Cousins. Number six, Matthew Stafford. Number seven, Baker Mayfield.
There you go. That would have been tough to get 1 through 8 without missing. Obviously it was.
Now let me give you this one.
Three or four times.
Let me give you this one. Top 10 receiving yards. Don't look. Put your phone up. I don't like it when you cheat.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
By the way, Memphis leading UConn over in the Maui Classic. First round game, 65-58. Just a little more than 8 minutes left to play. That's certainly interesting. Colby Rogers, Wichita State transfer, playing for Memphis. All right, the 10 top receiving yardage players in the NFL. Go.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He's seventh.
I might be out. Jamar Chase.
He's one. Come on, man. Move it along.
Well, I'm trying to think about those quarterbacks you named and if anyone on those teams would be.
Come on.
I'm going to go through the teams. Buffalo, probably not. Jets.
No, don't go through the teams. Move this along.
Is Garrett Wilson up there?
That's just awful. Of course not. Second is Justin Jefferson.
Still?
Third is C.D. Lamb. Fourth, Terry McLaurin. Fifth, George Pickens. Surprising. Sixth, how do you say this guy's name? Jackson Smith.
Najigba. I was going to guess him, but.
Number eight, Cortland Sutton. Number nine, one of the bright spots, one of the only bright spots for the Raiders, Brock Bowers. And number 10, Zay Flowers.
We got three of them on our fantasy team.
I lost. I'm losing my fantasy game because McCaffrey and Kenneth Walker and Geno stunk it up. Such a winnable game.
Yeah, we should.
And those three just killed me. I had to pick up Geno because Josh Allen had a bye week. Good grief, man.
Gosh, I hate that for you.
Yeah, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Be honest.
100%.
It's irritating.
I'm not sure if we'll win ours.
It's irritating for me. Anyway, the Chiefs have a very favorable schedule all of a sudden because Houston is not the team I thought they would be.
Sure doesn't look like it.
Boy, how you talk about the team nobody thought they would be. How bad is San Francisco?
Crazy.
I know their quarterback's out, but they're bad.
weird how that happens.
Weren't they in the Super Bowl last year?
Last year, yeah, they were. They lost.
Can you imagine if the Chiefs had a drop-off like that? I mean, the Chiefs have had a key injury, several.
Sure.
It's hard to replace Isaiah Pacheco, who, by the way, is going to be back this week.
That'll be quite a running game the Chiefs have.
Yeah, you're darn right. And by the way, Hollywood Brown should be back anytime.
I thought he was out for the year.
I thought they're talking about him trying to get back.
Really? I don't think so.
Of course they are.
You sure?
Jeff, I'm sure about everything. You're the only person who plants a seed of doubt.
Okay.
I mean, why do you do that?
He might return for the postseason.
Right.
Or he might return as early as Christmas.
Again.
That's not really any time. That's a month from now.
Right. Any time.
Any time or a month or later.
He could be back. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but that's not any time. Any time means it's...
He could return any time.
He couldn't return tomorrow.
Anytime in December.
No, anytime maybe.
Anytime around Christmas. That's what I'm saying.
Anytime at Christmas or later.
I mean, that's perfect. I thought I put it perfectly. He'll be back around any time Christmas.
Yeah, that's what it means when you say any time Christmas or a month later.
When you're wrong, boy, you lash out. And
I'm wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong. He's going to be back.
Okay, but maybe not.
Do you get hung up on, like I do, on your team doing something in baseball and the hot stove?
I've tried not to.
Your team isn't really rumored
me.
To be doing a whole lot.
No, so
mine
I don't.
Mine is. When are they going to get started?
No one's really gotten started. The Angels have made a lot of
Angels.
Moves.
That's somebody.
The Angels are doing a lot. They're trying to be good. We'll see if it works out for them.
It never does.
Not usually.
I like Kikuchi.
I'm sure I would have given him $21 million a year.
You got to overpay for some of these guys. He was really good when he got to Houston.
He was. And he drove his price up, so good for him.
And as they were talking about on MLB Network Radio this morning, he's a Scott Boras client, and the only time you see a Scott Boras client sign this early is when they know they've exceeded the market.
Makes sense.
The 3 years is what they surmise put it over the top.
Really, when you see anybody sign at this point, it's kind of like, okay, well, you're not going to get a better deal than
that. It's a Scott Boras.
You might as well jump at it. Well, who else? He's like the
Do you have a show on the Major League Baseball Radio Network?
What are you asking?
Do you have a show?
Do I have a show?
Yeah.
No.
So why should I believe you over those guys?
You can believe whatever you want. Tell me who else has signed. Not a lot of guys are off the board because they're still taking offers. And
sounds like Soto could sign relatively soon.
He's taking his meetings. He's
going to the Mets.
Getting his offers.
Move along. No doubt. It's one of those no doubters.
I don't know if there's no doubt. A lot of teams have money. Well, three. Maybe four.
Mets, Dodgers, Yankees.
Yeah. Maybe Red Sox, but not usually.
Nah, not the Red Sox.
The Blue Jays think they're operating.
They have money, but nobody wants to go play in Toronto.
I don't know why anyone would. San Francisco always makes big offers, but they're trying to cut payroll, it sounds like.
So tomorrow on the show, we're not exactly sure what it's going to look like yet. It may be the three-man. It may be just you and Duda. It's going to be dependent on a few things.
Okay. Well, keep us posted.
And we'll certainly keep you in the loop.
Let me know
what
first.
What it might be is that you and Duda are at the studio on the east side, and I'm at the Leslie Rudd Learning
Center. Why don't we just all go to the Leslie Rudd Learning Center?
Well, I don't think that's necessary.
We like to play catch.
Yeah,
so
I don't
it is
like
necessary.
You guys in there doing
okay,
that.
Okay, well, we're doing it.
No, you're not. I'm going to put everything away.
Don't. Why?
Because I'm just going to put my foot down.
What a terrible person you've turned out to be.
I'm just going to put my foot down and say enough of this.
We like playing catch. Let us have it. It's Thanksgiving. Be thankful.
I'm going to be Scrooge.
Scrooge isn't around at Thanksgiving.
Who was the Scrooge of Thanksgiving?
I don't know. You?
Maybe.
It sounds like it.
I don't like you guys out there playing catch.
What's the problem?
That's not me. That facility's meant for young kids.
Playing catch.
Doing, playing catch.
You should
catch.
Be happy that we are participating in the love of the game and passing it on to others.
Anything else from over the weekend you wanted to get into? By the way, Memphis has expanded its lead to 9 over UConn. Memphis, I'm always intrigued by Memphis. I know how badly they want out of the American and how much they underachieve in men's basketball, given their goals and aspirations. Maybe this year will be different. Who knows?
Maybe.
We'll see. But they're handling second-ranked UConn right now. KU maintaining its number one ranking. And we're very early in the college basketball season, but Maui's always a must-see.
Yeah, they got their
college
teams
basketball
in it this year event. Really good, except Michigan State.
You know, I'm so old, I forget whether I covered 2 or 1 Maui class.
We were there in 96. I don't know if you
I
were
think
at another
that
one.
It was probably the only one. I covered a baseball tournament in Honolulu. So I've been to Hawaii twice.
Same.
I saw the movie Falling Down in Honolulu on that baseball trip.
Yeah, what a drag.
After I'd climbed a fairly significant little mountain range there.
I don't believe that, but...
Well, I did.
I don't believe you.
Well, I don't care if you believe me. You're an awful person.
Why would you do that?
Because... A bunch of people did.
You couldn't have enjoyed that.
I was in my 30s at the time.
You couldn't have enjoyed that.
So what are you saying?
That climbing kind of sucks. I don't like it.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We got K-State basketball next against Longwood. Enjoy listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.